Environmentalists wanted provisions promoting energy efficiency and cleaner fuels included in the original bill. Now it seems they may not get them at all. Under pressure from utility companies, key legislators refused to vote on increases to Illinois' energy efficiency fund, despite what environmentalists say was a promise by lawmakers to do so. Deborah Anderson represents the Environmental Law and Policy Center. She says environmentalists were counting on lawmakers to make good on their word.
It's a pretty sad state of affairs when you need a commitment written in blood to actually follow through on some initiatives that are supported by a bipartisan majority and a wide majority of the public. So as far as lessons learned, the lesson learned was that we need to keep fighting.
Local newspaper editorials accuse environmentalists of being naive in trusting lawmakers to keep their promise instead of bowing to the utilities. If approved, the amendments would have required Commonwealth Edison and other utility companies to up their contributions to the Energy Efficiency Fund from $3 million to $30 million. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Steve Frankel in Chicago.